Oh, I think it's a great thing. I think that anybody today, Nick, that doesn't look at the globalization of everything is really got their head in the sands. Because if you turn around and you look at all the professional sport organizations in America and you read on their web pages where they're focused, internationally is something very strong and meaningful to them. And what we're going to be seeing in the years to come, if you look in that crystal ball, is a complete change of everything that the way we think it is. I'll give you an example. Look at what we used to call the World Series in baseball. All that consisted of was all the teams in the U.S. Now you see Major League Baseball expanding to have tournaments with teams around the world. But what
and, of course, the players themselves in Major League Baseball are increasingly, like the NBA, becoming international groups.
Well, now here's a good example. I was reading a thing the other day about the professional golf, and the PGA was talking about international expansion of what they're doing, and they mentioned China and talking about the millions and billions of people that live in China that right now we don't hear anything about Chinese golfers, right? But pretty soon with that millions and billions of people starting to play golf, now you're going to see the same thing that happened in women's golf in Korea with a plethora of all these Asian players coming and dominating the LPGA. Well, that's not going to just happen in golf. That's going to happen in baseball. It's going to happen in basketball, as Charles Barkley just talked about, the intimidation. They're not intimidated anymore because the focus of basketball and other programs is just developing more and more. And that's what we're doing internationally, not only just in Africa, but in throughout the Caribbean, throughout Latin America, and now in Asia, in giving children a chance to play sports.
Let me just say this. Peter Uberoth, I think, did an outstanding job as an Olympic leader in Los Angeles back in 84 and continues to be a good spokesman and representative for some of these larger values which the Olympics represent, is saying, this is a good thing. Competition in this country and around the world, we have to learn to compete. We have to learn to have that work ethic. We have to redouble our sense of what championship preparation is about. Dr. Jacob, speaking of that, as you look at and interview and work with young athletes today in America, do you believe that the work ethic and the commitment to do whatever it takes to compete and be the best not only in this country but in the world is what it should be?
Well, I think we're seeing through the teams that go overseas and compete in a lot of these international competitions that a lot of our athletes have taken for granted. And I think basketball is the perfect sport where for years and years, our country did extremely well, and now hasn't for the last, two or three major competitions, because I think there has been a complacency. And I think you're seeing, it's an interesting question you ask, because there's two ways to look at this. From one perspective today, kids are doing more to try to become professional athletes at earlier and earlier ages. And you're seeing implementations of training programs for kids, 8, 9, 10 years of age. They're visiting sports psychologists, nutritionists, personal coaches to help them learn the techniques and things to become good. And at the same time, you're seeing a lot of kids who burn out at an early age. So I think there's that going on. Yet at the same time, we're also seeing that a lot of our older athletes realize that, if we are going to be able to compete with athletes around the world, there's going to have to be a greater dedication and work ethic from a lot of these people, and not taking it for granted that because we're Americans, we're going to win.